Well, for me, first of all, I would like to greet you in the universal greeting of peace. Assalamu alaikum. My name is Haider. I am one of the most bored university students. Really, and I'm really so eager to rock and roll this day tonight.
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Soraya Casey. I'm 17 years old. I'm studying for Adamian Technical School. And I hope to be a translator. Assalamu alaikum. My name is Sushro. I am 17 years old. I hope to be a lawyer in the future.
Hi, my name is Saeed Rashid. I'm a CR architectural student and I'm 24 years old.
So now it's your turn, I guess.
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Michelle, and I'm a graduate student in religious studies, and I'm 34.
Hi, assalamu alaikum. My name is Lizette. I'm 19 years old, and I plan on being a lawyer in the future, inshallah.
Hi, my name is Liran. I'm 23, and I go to UCSB. My father was actually born in Iraq, and I noticed Haidar brought poetry, and I would like to exchange my poetry with him as well.
Hi, my name is Sanita. I'm originally from Bosnia, so I would like to say that I share what you guys are going through and we're supporting you here. I am a global studies major, and this is my last year in Santa Barbara.
I'm Sean Talent. I'm 22 years old. I'm a student right now. I study international studies, so I plan on living abroad and want to do everything possible to help out with cultural understanding.
Hi, my name is Josh Hoffman. I'm a 24-year-old grad student here at UC Santa Barbara. And I just want to say that I'm really excited to hear from you guys. I noticed that we have a couple singers in the group, so hopefully we'll be able to hear you later.
My name is Nico Pitney. I'm 21 years old, and I study philosophy here in Santa Barbara.
Wonderful. So we were hoping that we could start talking to each other, and if you had any questions for us, we would love to hear from you.
Okay, I want to ask Selena about her favorite sport and hobbies, and what do you do in your spare time, and these things, you know.
Okay, so my favorite sport is basketball, and what do I do in spare time? I work at the Nuclear Peace Foundation with Leah, and we've been just trying to get this to happen and talk to you guys, and we're just trying to, you know, make this as possible for everyone to get involved and understand each other and make this, you know, communication better with each other, and that's it, I think.
Well, I'm gonna ask you, Nicole, on the. I heard that you're studying philosophy, and I really like to know your philosophy, your own philosophy about life. I'm really interesting, I insist.
I'm glad we have an hour to just get started. Gosh,
a little bit?
I don't know what to say, but I mean, at least with the things that are going on now, I study moral philosophy, and it's been a big help in trying to understand kind of how important morals rather than economics and politics and, you know, big issues like that are to the things that are going on, how this affects, you know, people, and how throughout time that's been an incredibly important area of study. And so, yeah, that's been important.
That was short.
What's your philosophy on life?
You don't want to know. You really don't want to know. My philosophy is, let's say, a little bit dark. And I'm seeing the life from another direction. And I really believe in God. So my philosophy talks about the existence of the humans here on Earth and what the thing that they should do every day and how they should behave on the... I think this is enough for you.
Do you have other questions?
Yeah. Well, questions, maybe another member gonna ask you. Well, is it clear now?
Yes.
For me, I would like to ask a question for Liran. He said that his father was born in Iraq, and that was a very interesting point. So I really want to know how did he, did he raise here in Iraq, or was it just for a short while? And what is his father thinking about our culture and our civilization, our history, our everything?
My father has nothing but wonderful memories about Iraq. He lived with, he had five other siblings, and he remembers a lot of freedom, and they would always have a wonderful time. My grandfather actually worked in the government in Iraq. The interesting thing about that is that they're Jewish, and it's what I realized, not only from that, is that how the Muslim and Jewish relations were very strong, and that we've actually been peaceful friends for much longer than the world tries to portray us as being enemies through the Israeli conflict. My father remembers having great friends who were Muslim. He was there till he was 9, you asked. And he left in 51 along with about 150,000 other Jewish Iraqis to move to to Israel.
Can I ask you a question, Liran? What did he do at that time for the government? His work, I mean.
Your grandfather, she means.
Yeah, of course, his grandfather.
Actually, I'm not sure.
How come? You're talking about something you consider important, and you're not sure?
Because my dad got married at 38. And so by the time I knew my grandpa, he wasn't able to talk very well. So I don't know.
I'm sure you have memories about it from your father or other members of the family.
What I'll do, the first thing when we end this dialogue, is go find out as much as I can, and hopefully I can come back to you with all the information.
So we are going to help you to dig.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, shall we shift now to your poetry? I heard that you're a poet, right? So I really want to know what kind of poets you write. Romantic poets. Have you wrote anything about the war or something, for example?
Yeah, I wrote something last night in dedication through Haidar's biography. I actually felt very connected to him, and I wrote a poem. If I could read it right now for you.
Yeah, that would be so nice.
To me, the separation of us is not real. We converge as one in the bucket of tears. As the rivers emerge into oceans of peace, I'll meet you at the spot where the waves hit the beach. We will dance in the sky of the fortunate sun, where my God and your God are the same blessed one. In my dreams, our children hold hands while they sing, and the angels soar with their gentle white wings. I know in my heart we will meet again, when this earth, peace, love, and compassion God sends. Time cannot hold us apart for too long, for the word universe means one blessed song. And in dedication to all the people in Iraq, I think a lot of us here feel truly connected to all of you.
That's beautiful.
Have a poll here. Yay.
We have a.
You got a talent there, you know.
We'd kind of like to hear some of the poetry coming from the Iraqi side of things as
Definitely.
Well, and you know, maybe also some music as well.
You'll have to be patient.
So, do you want it also for war, or let us shift to romantic stuff?
Oh, let's talk about love.
Let's talk about love. Just like Celine.
That was funny.
Can we hear one of Haidar's poems? He said
okay.
He'll bring one.
Okay. Of course, it's not as good as yours, but...
Looking for the poem.
Okay. Here I got one. Well, this poem is titled With My Lady. It goes just like that. You people know who's my lady. My lady is the one who lets the sun shine every day and lets all my fears go away. She is the one who makes the sky look blue and lets all my dreams come true. She's the one who makes me feel free and also makes me go down on my knees. She's the one who let the birds sing and let me live just like a king. She's the innocent smile of a child and the deep happiness of a bride. She's my laugh, she's my cry. She's the reason I live and the reason I'll die. You can find her in the deep oceans. You can find her in the high mountains. You can hear her in each romantic song. And you can feel her with each tear that you drop. She knows how to make you feel desire and how to burn you without fire. She knows how to make you sweat in winter and to tremble in summer. She knows how to make hard love tenderly and kiss you sweetly. She can really drive you crazy. Now I can proudly say that this is my lady.
Wow. That was beautiful.
Love.
That touched me. Wow.
Okay, now any questions from you guys?
Lots of them.
Yeah.
Well, if you are interesting in poetry, I can read for you one, but it's a little bit darkly. And, it's a metal song. It's a lyric I wrote before time. And if you want to hear it, just say yeah.
Is this Walid? Yeah, Walid.
Okay, here it goes. It's called Filth of Humanity. And it starts with, I called my pride from deep inside. I paint my hair so I can be there. It's a tiny world to go for a word, but it's a lightful star, but it looks so far. You see an arrangement of a humanity. Evil nation we burn to be greed. Evil nation we take just what we need. Whatever the pain was that we give them, indeed, it's reality. God a creation just based on attention. Civilization had died of execution. Search for solution to save the generation. You don't need an education, pure humanitation. And your sensation, you gonna save. Leave the pleasures and build your grave. It's better than being gas slaves. Light your mind with the prophet's words. Cause all the love is fading, even all this world. And the people that this guy we're talking to answered him by saying, so you want us to leave and forget all the life that we put every walk just to build it right? And you want us to carry on of what we believe and search for what you named religion light? We taught our children how to enjoy of hurting people like their toys. You're just a fool man or insane, and somehow, buddy, you did lost your brain. And he answered them back and he says, you say I'm crazy cause I saw all the truth, that you throw it back from the youth. You ruined everything, you destroyed everything, you just filled the life and all the world with all its words, you just ruined it all. Even the simple words, the life itself already died and ran away. And after that, he's a generous man, so he prayed for them and he says, brothers, sisters, sons and daughters, mothers and fathers, God be mercy on thy souls. Thank you.
Wow.
Wow. True artist.
Wow.